At a stream crossing in a wooded area on the outskirts of Pittsfield, Jane Wynn of the Berkshire Environmental Action Team shows a small crowd of students from the College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, Maine, and a group of Swedish visitors a culvert running underneath a rural road.
This crossing has a pipe in the middle and then has had extra pieces added in at each end. They don't all quite line up. The first time we were out here, that whole opening was completely covered with backed up silt and sediment.
The crossing is one of the several aging culverts BEAT has been working to identify as risks to the health of stream ecosystems. Information on identified crossings is then shared with local municipalities and state agencies, including the Department of Transportation and the Division of Ecological Restoration. This particular crossing will be replaced with the cooperation of the Housatonic Valley Association, using funds from the Natural Resources Damages Trustees Funds, money put aside by General Electric as a result of the ecological damage caused by PCBs dumped into the Housatonic River.
How old is this?
I don't know, but real old.
Thomas Carolsfeld, a visiting student from the College of the Atlantic, said at the site that replacing older stream crossings that divide habitats for fish species and other wildlife is a no-brainer.
Most of it seems like common sense stuff to me. I mean, you have to, the culvert doesn't make sense because it changes the levels and then fish can't get up. But it's always the economic question, which way is cheaper, at least in the short term. And that's the way people tend to do it. So I think it's a matter of changing the standards.
Ken Klein, who teaches public policy and environmental law at the College of the Atlantic, said that he brought the students out to the Berkshires to see the collaborative efforts done to identify and replace stream crossings, because the old methods aren't working.
The older models of the federal government coming in and saying you should do it this way probably never really worked very well for lots of reasons, because things weren't designed to take into consideration the local ecology, but also didn't take into consideration local communities.
Sophia Pera, a member of the County Administrative Board of Norrbotten, Sweden, and a project coordinator for REMIBAR, the remediation of migratory barriers in streams, came with representatives of the Swedish Transport Administration, the forest products industry, and other members of local governments in Sweden to learn more about the work done by the volunteer groups in the Berkshires and their coordination with state agencies.
It's very inspiring to see that the things they do, you sort of try to do that as well.
Pera said that the REMIBAR project is also working to restore stream crossings in Sweden that encounter problems very similar to those in the United States.
We have to inform the public and the contractors and everything so it won't happen again, because it sometimes does.
And Carrie Banks, River Continuity Coordinator with the Division of Ecological Restoration, who helped organize the visit, said that the state can also learn a lot from the work being done overseas.
Some of the work that they've been doing in Sweden is similar in a lot of ways to the work that we've done here in Massachusetts, but they also are thinking about things that we don't necessarily consider. Our focus has usually been aquatic passage, but they're also looking at otters, for example, is one of the things that they're trying to protect. And we have otters here in Massachusetts, and we have other critters that are using our river corridor. So it's been nice to kind of share the information and the resources and kind of those lessons learned from some of the projects.
In June, an Improving Stream Crossings workshop as part of the Massachusetts River Continuity Partnership will be held in Pittsfield. More information is available at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.